there's a very separate thing here. There is the family end of this disease and there's the activity end of this disease. And really, you know, without any help, the family just plows on and does the best it can and makes up its own mind and guesses at a lot of stuff and, you know, usually guesses wrong. You know, we usually end up, we enable the situation to carry on. And you think, how did you do that? You know, the last thing in the world you wanted to do was to carry on. But really by doing things that you thought were the right thing to do, you know, by just getting, picking things up and picking up bills and tidying up and shushing up and hiding and protecting, and you know the shame factor is massive, you know, so you thought you were doing the best you could, but in fact you were just perpetuating it, you know, you were enabling it to go on. So you know, with a little bit of insight, with people who had been there, to recognize, you go into a room and all the people had been there, that there were sets of literature already printed that could help you through this extraordinary difficult day that you were going to have trying to cope with somebody else's addiction.
So what did you learn in Al-Anon? I know we haven't, I'm sure you've been in it for years and years, but in a nutshell, for people listening today, what did you learn that really set you on the road?
Well, in a nutshell, I learned to take responsibility for my own life and to stop feeling guilty for other people and to get on with living in my own life, in my own day, in my own body. And that's in a nutshell. Now, it took me a long time to get that nutshell and to get inside that nutshell, because you do protect yourself. You do hide yourself in there. And, you know, only through the support and the understanding and the, I suppose, the love of absolute strangers who would come in and say, yes, I too have been there. This is what I did. Here's what I read. And this is how I changed it. So in a nutshell, yeah, to take responsibility for myself.
But take the focus off the alcoholic.
Yes, it was extraordinary, you know, that at the end of the day, it didn't really matter what they were doing with their lives. And that's an amazing thing to say for anybody that might be listening out there, that my life could change incredibly to the positive, right, irrespective of what they chose to do. And recognize that they have a choice, and then to recognize that I had a choice. And, you know, to help give me words like self-esteem, you know, self-worth, you know, stuff that I knew nothing about. I thought it was all gotten material things. And to recognize that these were deep-seated, deep-rooted things that I could do for myself. And once I developed that for myself, then it was extraordinary. You know, the affected people in my life seemed to disappear into thin air.
Well, say in Al-Anon, I mean, a lot of people might think that they can cure the alcoholic or that they can make them better. Are you sort of saying then that they can't?
Well, that's true. You know, that's one of the first things we do learn, is that, you know, we didn't cause it. We can't cure it. You know, and we certainly can't control it, you know. So
no matter what you do?
No, no matter what you do. And there's some women and men out there who say, oh, no, if I keep watching, I watch the money and I hide the drink and I do all these things, I'll be in control. And if I didn't, the whole world would fall apart. That's the natural thinking. But, you know, deep down, when you are addicted, you know, that's primary. And therefore, they will outgun you every single move you make. And there's nobody out there who has ever managed to really control this addiction. It's insidious, it's cunning, it's baffling. They will out-cheat, out-lie, out-maneuver any normal human being. There's absolutely no will about that.
So you can fight, you can plead, you can cry, you can do whatever you want with the person who's drinking, it's causing you serious problem, but that is not going to change a thing.
It's not, and you see, and they're not bad people, you know, they genuinely mean all these promises, I think, that they make, and, you know, they see the destruction that's around them, and they get full of remorse and full of guilt, but addiction takes over, and that becomes primary, you know, and even though somebody they love, and somebody they deeply care for, and somebody that they would gladly die for, in a lot of cases, you know, the addiction is more important to them. So until they get help, they can't do anything about it, but the good news is, we don't have to wait for them to get help. You know, it's extraordinary. When we get our own act together, and our own attitudes, and we start to change that, then you can see just how everything else changes around you. But it's just kind of a chicken and egg situation, a horse and cart, you know, as I say, well, get myself ready first, and then everything else happens. Whereas in this disease, it seems to be that if you think, well, I sort the other person out first, then I'll be okay. So it's just that chicken and egg, natural thinking, but the fact that it's natural doesn't make it healthy.
Okay, so there's somebody listening today to this, and they're saying, well, I've been focusing on the alcoholic all the time. I've tried to control, minimize the damage, do this. What would Al-Anon say to that person? What's the first thing they need to do then? If they've no control over that alcoholic, they have to look at themselves. What can they do for themselves?
Well, what they can do for themselves is to get along to a meeting. to get, that's the first thing. You've got to take that courage, you know, to get there and get out there. And, you know, there are most towns in Ireland now, there are meetings, you know, there's the great anonymity that's protected. You know, it's very safe. People go in there and you will feel welcomed and you will get guidelines as to how to go about changing your life. So to get to a meeting is what Al-Anon would say, to come back for a little while, to you know, just to feel the support. It's you know, I'm trying to share a feeling here, and you know, it's difficult. Words would nearly elude me, you know. But just what I would say to the person who's listening for the first time and who's tried all the things you talk about and has given their life to it, you know, that there is another way. Yes, by all means, it can carry on that way, but there is another way. There's another way with support. There's another way out there that does work, and it's worked for millions all over the world. It's just a question of you sorting yourself out, picking up the phone, finding out where the meeting is. Don't have to go in your own town if you don't particularly want to, but there wouldn't be too far away another town where you could find yourself with the support that will change your life completely for the better.